What's one thing that women are better than men at?
Everything. Sorry, that's just my go-to answer.
It's okay. I like that you apologize for being wrong. So you think women are better at everything?
Most things.
What about sports?
No, I would think that men are better than that, honestly.
What about architecture and building?
Architecture and building?
Yeah, engineering things.
I want to say that men are better in that, but I feel like a bad woman if I say that, you know? No, I would say they're better at that.
Remember what I always say, fellas. Women hate questions. And it's no point in trying to get them in a gotcha because they're so stubborn, they'll still just keep going with something that they know 100% is wrong. So it's really a waste of time.
What's the worst way a man's ever disrespected you? Probably by not knowing his place. Woo! What does that entail? You don't know that you're just a pawn in my game. Woo! Feisty, I love it.
If masculinity was toxic, then the children that grew up without fathers would presumably be better off than the children that grew up with fathers. But they're not. Because masculinity isn't toxic.
People don't take the time or energy to find out how to get to what they want to do. Like, a nigga come up to me, this is a real story, nigga be like, yo, Cam, I want to open a store. And I'd be like, all right, cool, what we doing? He's like, I just want to open a store. I'm like, no. So we don't know if we selling cold cuts or sneakers. Yeah, we don't know what the you doing. You ain't do the due diligence to go see what the rent would be every year. You didn't see what the water bill of estimated electricity bill be every year. You haven't done a estimated. You don't know what. First of all, you don't know what you're selling, so you don't know how much inventory would cost or what against your gross against your net. You need to go put a business plan together.
But look, they'll be mad if he don't invest, though. They'll be plotting to smoke him if he don't invest. Oh, man, Cam changed, man. We grew up together since the sandbox, man. He wouldn't even invest in my business. You didn't even have a business idea. You just, oh, I want a store. That's crazy. That's real, though. That's real. That's why I keep to myself, my circle real small. I don't even want you to have my number to be able to call me with some BS like this if I get money.
Come back. You just want to open up a store. You want to use my money and my brain. What the f*** I need you for? I can do this shit myself. It don't make no sense.
Y'all losing me. Y'all losing me, man. Y'all losing me.
Can't believe we're married.
Why? Is it, do you not want to be married?
Yeah, it's cool.
She doped up and now she regretting her life. Reconsidering her decisions. She giving them the real now. No more filter. She's like, no, you were my third choice. I only married you because I was running out of time and my mom was pressuring me. Yeah, this is rough.
I just met you one day, now we're f***ing married.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Stupid how?
Because we don't know if it's gonna work out.
Yeah, you never want your woman to say this, even when she drugged up. He's taking it in stride, though. I mean, he's laughing, he's joking. He's chalking this up as, oh, she was just high. You know, she didn't know what she was saying. No, she know what she's saying. She know exactly what she's saying. Something similar to the saying, a drunk tongue speak a sober mind or something like that. When you're hanging out with your girls and they start discussing a girl's weekend and you're more of a hangout for a few hours than return home to your husband kind of gal. Actually, you should probably just stop hanging with them, period. Because they're a negative influence. You need to hang out with other devoted, loyal wives and mothers. You know what I mean? Once you make that transition, that big transition in life where you don't really measure up with your friends anymore, you don't do what they do, you don't think how they think, you don't dress how they dress, it's time to get a new set of friends. Because they can become a cancer in your family.
This is intermediate. I'm a beginner.
One thing a man has to bring to the table, what you heard, financial stability. It all starts there. I'm not talking about making you no beta male provider. I'm not talking about making you no trick. But the thing with financial stability is that, guys, when the stability, the financial aspect of the relationship is not on stable ground, the woman is all over the place with her emotions. All over the place. It cannot. First of all, let's just be real. A lot of men's confidence comes from their financial situation. Can we all agree to that?
And that's a problem. That's a major problem. Money come and go, bro. Your manhood shouldn't come and go when the money come and go. I agree that when the financial situation in the household is shaky, her emotions going to be all over the place even more than they usually are. And they're usually pretty all over the place. So you can imagine how bad that would be. But here's the thing. Most guys don't make six figures and are never going to make six figures. Let's just put it out there. So for the average man, which is the majority of men, I don't want you to feel pressure to make six figures. You make what you make. If you make 30 or 40, get a woman who cool with making another 30 or 40 and y'all could put your money together and live your life. Any woman who just feel like she should never help with any finances and she should never have to get a job, never have to work, no matter what hardships we come upon, that's not the type of woman to be with anyway. Because even if I'm up making 100K, anything can happen with that. And then the woman just gone, she gonna take my kids? I mean, what? Most guys want them a down-to-earth woman, a woman from like back in the day. She willing to live an average lifestyle. She don't need to live the $100,000-a-year lifestyle. And she willing to get a job if she need to help with bills if we come on hard times. I don't want your confidence to come from even the $40,000-a-year job. You can lose that. If anything, I want your confidence to come from you knowing that I'm going to go out and get it one way or another. So whether this job come and go or whether I'm out of work for a year, I'm going to figure something out. I had a will and a drive to figure something out. If anything, let your confidence come from that because nobody could take that from you.